Good afternoon, Coleman. It's 4 minutes after 4 o'clock on a Thursday. That means it's time for Sports Talk Live. Here are your hosts for Sports Talk Live, Jason Spiegel and Ronnie Barnes.
Thanks, Jay. Welcome, everyone, to the Thursday edition here with my partner in crime, Ronnie Barnes.
What's going on, Jason?
Thursday, man. It's getting good.
Oh, it's getting real good. Another day or two, and we haven't made, won't we?
And our easy show of the week has turned out not to be the easy show of the week.
That's right. We've had some guys to bail on us.
That's right. First, Greg Smith informed us Tuesday that he would be unable to join us. He's our handicapper from out in California land.
Yeah.
Then today, I got a text from Dan Vosta with Campus Insider, said that he's so tied up with the tournaments and the upcoming NCAA tournament that he just can't find time for it.
That's right.
Hey, we're second.
We don't count. That's exactly right.
Have we seen President Obama's bracket yet? I mean, we know that's the most important thing in the country.
Sure it is. Yeah. He may cancel a meeting, you know, an important meeting overseas.
What would that be? Cancel a golf outing?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, pretty much so, isn't it?
I'm sorry, wrong show.
Now, I can see President Obama making something racial out of his bracket. I mean, it's going to have a racial tone
easy
to it.
Now.
No matter. I've been on that soapbox, you might say, for the last few days, and then the Ferguson incident last night.
Yeah, I saw that today.
Oh,
where
man.
Two guys got to
give away today too.
Where two police officers, I believe, was shot or something.
And
I don't know any details.
I'm telling you, our president, you can be a Democrat, Republican, you can love him, hate him, do whatever, but you can't disagree, Ronnie. And I know you and I will agree on this, but I don't care who you are. You can't tell me that this president is not hurting race relations. He is up. It's
I can't argue the point.
We and us, and then it's them and they. I listened to the Selma speech, and, you know, I told you the other day, and it was nothing more than the battle has not been won. We have got to do. They have, you know, and that's not the way this country needs to be run, in
my
opinion.
Right.
It's a us.
That's exactly what it is.
White, black, green, orange, yellow.
When you cut us all, don't we bleed red?
That's right.
You know, it's all of our country, you know.
Yeah, and racism works two ways.
Sure it does.
And I'm
and I think most people would agree with that.
Right.
That it does. It goes both ways. But on the flip side of that, Jason, if you want to be... I truly believe if you want to be successful in this country, and if we're talking, and I'm not talking about, you know, tremendous amounts of money and fame, fortune, you know, two or three, four homes, all that kind of stuff, and certainly there are, you know, a percentage of people who have that, but I'm just talking about being successful, being able to pay your own bills and live off what you make each month. No one in this country who wants that can, I think that's possible for everybody.
Right. It is.
But there may be some things you have to do before that can take place.
Yeah, you can't do it and lay in the bed every morning and lay out drunk every night and don't work that way.
That's right.
But we have become a country that the people are, what can the government do for us? Why should I work? Mm-hmm. When you have states that give out $27 an hour for unemployment,
that's
I mean,
pretty
why
sweet.
I work?
And you hear, and I have heard, and you hear people say that.
Yeah,
I'm not going to work because I can make more money staying at home. And I know I'm just like you are, and Jay, I'm sure I'm speaking with Jay too. I'm all for helping people who can't take care of themselves,
110%.
Who are physically or mentally challenged and cannot care for themselves. We ought to care for them. We ought to take care of them in whatever they need. However, if you're able to work physically or mentally and you don't, I don't think you ought to eat.
Right. That's Bible.
Don't work, don't eat.
That's it. I agree with you.
My point of view on that, not that you asked me, but
Jay, what is your point of view?
We're asking you now.
Now I feel better. Okay. I think that should be a lot more faith-based. It is not the government's responsibility to take care of those people.
I agree.
Otherwise, it's mandatory. I mean, if I pay my taxes, then those people are getting some of that money. However, if I go to church and I contribute to an offering and I help support that ministry, it's voluntary and I can actually give more or less. It's more my freedom and my control if we do it that way.
Right.
Can't argue that.
Pillar for Congress. There you go.
I agree with that.
I agree with that, Jay.
And we have now, we'll get on sports in a minute, but the soapbox has opened up.
Well, yeah. Hey, and if people have if they have comments,
that's right.
It doesn't have to be sports right now.
We'll talk about anything.
That's right. Give us a call if you agree, disagree. Give us your opinion. You know, 737-9951. Give us a call.
Ronnie, we have got over 50% of the population now drawing some kind of government check. Over 50%. So where does it end?
And we're 16, 17, 18 trillion in debt.
Trillion.
In debt, and 50% of the people in this country are getting a freebie.
And I'm going to get on some toes probably when I say this, and we may get some calls about this, but, hey, I'll be glad to debate the point. You have got people, and I know people, you probably know people, who are getting back, it's tax filing time, they're getting back more money than they paid into the system.
Yeah.
Now you tell me where the justice is in that.
Yeah.
These people use the road. Our military protects them just like it does us.
Yeah.
Yet they're not contributing anything to
the fund.
Obamacare.
What was it Mitt Romney said that got him in such trouble? Said, what was it? Something about the comment about 47%. I don't remember.
Yeah, I remember.
Jay, if you remember it, chime in and tell us. But when he was running for president the last time, he got ripped to pieces about something about 47%. It may have been 47% of the people that don't pay in, or they don't matter, or I forgot how it went. Sorry.
Let me get my thought. I was thinking Mitt Romney then, but Obamacare.
Yeah.
Our insurance rates at Spiegel Contracting.
I was going to ask you, what did that do?
They've done nothing but go up. Done nothing but go up. We're up probably 30% over what we were paying before Obamacare.
Okay, let me just ask you a few questions. Number one, is your coverage the same?
No, we have less coverage.
Okay, you have less coverage.
We are not under anything with Obamacare, but it has affected our plan and our rates.
Okay. Then has that affected what your initial deductible is?
Yes.
When you go?
Yeah.
I would assume
our out-of-pocket for an office visit has went up. Our emergency room visits is higher. All of our deductibles are higher. I need the injection into my knee.
Yeah.
It's 3 shots. It's $800. Well, the insurance company don't pick up anything for that until you spent $2,000.
Okay, guys, so you asked, and I mean, I have no desire to slam Mitt Romney, but here's your answer.
There are 47% of the people who will vote for the president no matter what. All right, there are 47% who are with him, who are dependent upon government, who believe that they are victims, who believe that government has a responsibility to care for them, who believe that they are entitled to health care, to food, to housing, to you name it. But that's an entitlement, and the government should give it to them. And they will vote for this president no matter what. I mean, the president starts off with 48, 49, 43. He starts off with a huge number. These are people who pay no income tax. 47% of Americans pay no income tax. So our message of low taxes doesn't connect. And he'll be out there talking about tax cuts for the rich. I mean, that's what they sell every 4 years. And so my job is not to worry about those people. I'll never convince them. They should take personal responsibility and care for their lives. What I have to do is convince the 5 to 10% in the center that are independent, that are thoughtful, that look at voting one way or the other, depending upon, in some cases, emotion, whether they like the guy or not.
So this is the week of horrible audio for Live 95.
But I understood it.
He's spot on. I mean, he's exactly right. There is no non-truth.
Right.
Speaking of truthiness, that was entirely accurate.
That it was. And basically what he just said was 47-48% of the country, first of all, they don't pay any income tax. Their feelings are they're entitled to housing and food, and no matter what he did, he's not going to get that. He's not going to get that vote.
Right.
I mean, that's essentially what he was saying. And he got lit up for those comments. However, find something in there that is non-true.
Oh yeah. And what I was telling you about Obamacare is we are paying these astronomical rates now, and people are getting covered under Obamacare with better insurance than what we are paying $900 to $1,000 a month for family coverage, and they're getting better insurance for $100, $200.
Yeah.
I know that's not the case in all cases.
No, it's
but,
not. Yeah.
It depends because on your income.
It depends on those subsidies that you,
right.
you know, that you can get, which, I mean, that's a whole new story in itself. You see that on the news all the time, and that's before the Supreme Court now. About the subsidies and, you know, are they legal? Because, and I may be wrong in everything I'm saying, but I think some states said, no, we're not doing it. We're not setting up these exchanges or these subsidies.
You're right, and there's a big court battle going on about
exactly.
that right now.
Exactly. That's in the Supreme Court, is it not, Jay?
I believe so.
I do, too. And the Supreme Court's going to make the decision, depending on the way they decide, is going to play a huge part in whether Obamacare continues on this track that it's on, or if it kind of gets derailed and, you know, something else
can
down
a president, a say a newly elected president, let's just say that 2 years from now, a year and a half from now, we elect a Republican president. Do you think there's a shot that he can go in and overturn Obamacare, or do you think it's too, the boat's sailed and it's too far gone?
I think the boat has sailed.
I do too.
Think the only way
no changing it now.
The only way it's going to happen is the Supreme Court does it.
Yeah,
that is the only way. But as you said, that ship has sailed, and I don't think there would ever be enough Republicans in both, you know, the senators or in Congress. That's where I'm looking. There'd be enough Republicans to I don't know if they can even do it. Get a 2/3 majority. So I don't even know exactly how that works. To do away. I don't think they can.
I think even if they got a bill going to defund it or to overturn it, you know, it's going to go to the president. It's going to be vetoed.
That's right.
And then it requires 2/3 to overturn it. They don't.
But
have
it
that.
Won't be vetoed if it's a Republican president.
Well, that's true.
I'm just thinking they can't overturn it now. There's too many people that's going to be involved in it, and it's going to be too big a mess. It's going to leave too many people without insurance.
Guys, the other thing that I've noticed, you know, if you be bopped down to H&R Block or one of these other places to do your taxes and to get your refund, they are set up to sign you up for Obamacare, because apparently, you know, you get more of a refund. You know, otherwise, your penalty and all this is like $375 or something, so... I don't know if there's kickbacks involved in that or not, but
I've never heard that.
You cannot go to one of the Liberty Tax or H&R Block. They've got signs up next to them, you know, sign up for health insurance here. You got to.
Wow. Because if you don't sign up, there's a penalty that they.
There's a penalty
in your
get,
taxes.
You'll get less money back.
Exactly.
And it goes up each year.
But, it goes up exponentially each year.
But as we said a few minutes ago, there's 47, 48, 49, 50% of this country doesn't pay any income tax anyway, so it doesn't. It makes no difference
and
to them.
And what if they're not getting a refund?
Yeah.
How do they tax them or levy the penalty against somebody that's not getting a refund?
I guess, if you're not getting a refund, however much you may owe, you're going to owe additional if you haven't signed up.
Yeah, they'll take it out of your refund, and you won't get a refund.
Or if you're not getting a refund.
Yeah, if you already owe them $100, and they're going to fine you $300 for not having insurance, and you owe them $400.
My thinking is the people who are going to do these returns, they're getting back a lot more than $375.
Yeah.
So they're just taking that out of their, you know, their line item there.
Yeah. So.
All right, enough of that. I could talk about that for a long time.
You're going to make everybody think we're the 1% here.
Yeah. Hey, how about that? I'm going to throw this idea out, and Ronnie, you and Jay both have heard it, and everybody has heard it at some point. But let's face it, our tax system
is horrific.
Horrible.
It takes, if you are doing anything other than drawing a paycheck and have one W-2, it basically takes help to fill out your taxes.
Well, sure.
It brings new meaning to the term clean your clock.
That's right.
Right.
I mean, the normal Joe, I'll say me, if I had to sit down and do my own taxes, I'm as lost as a ball in high weeds.
I quit doing my taxes several years ago.
Absolutely.
My tax return, I had to pull it today for something we were doing. I pulled my 2013 tax return. It was probably 12, 13 pages, where it used to be 2 pages.
Yeah.
And, I think mine's well over 40.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is that not absurd? I mean, truly, is it
not
absurd?
Can we not put a sales tax on everything?
You're talking about a flat tax.
We already have that, Jason.
No, I'm talking about a federal sales tax on every item that's sold. And let's say...
Flat tax. Is that what you're saying?
No, not a flat tax. a sales tax.
Okay.
A flat tax would tax everybody's income by the same percentage. I'm saying a sales tax on everything that is sold. And if you're 65 or over, you don't pay the tax. You're tax-free at the stores. But everything else is taxed. You tax, by doing that, you tax drug money. You tax hidden money. Everything is taxed.
How
everybody
you,
pays.
How are you,
they're not going to tax drug money.
It would have to, Jay, when they spend it.
Okay.
These jokers are going to buy the fancy cars. And,
okay. Yeah. I thought you meant when they bought drugs, they were going to tax them. I'm thinking, how?
You got me there.
Say, wait a minute, guys. Before I can say this dime or nickel bag,
they'll just have to buy it off the black market, Jason. That's what they're going to have to.
Yeah, guys, you have to give me a minute. I got to get my calculator out and figure out the tax.
That will create a whole bunch of new black markets out there.
That's right. I'll take two dime bags. Well, that'll be. Yeah. It'll be $2.08 in now state tax.
You got to think. Easy way to do it, and that is the easy way. There's no filing.
How about just a flat tax?
Easy way.
I can't go with a flat tax, and I'll tell you why after the break.
All right.
You're listening to Sports Talk Live that has turned into Politics Live. 95.5 Coleman, Thursday afternoon.
737-9951. Give us a call.
I'm going to get him a cookie. He gave out the number.
If you're looking to make your building dream a reality, now is a great time to talk to your Morton Building sales consultant. Morton Buildings is a company that has been serving its customers for well over 100 years. From the first meeting with your sales consultant to the delivery and the construction, every aspect of the building process is handled by Morton. Morton Buildings constructs everything from hobby shops and suburban garages to farm storage buildings, even horse barns. With Morton, you get the building that you need and the quality and customer service the company is known for. You can make your dream come true. Available at Morton Buildings, 256-352-0406 in Garden City, or visit their website at mortonbuildings.com.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
Michael's Flowers and Design in Coleman is your one-stop flower shop for any occasion, now carrying fine wine and craft beer. Michael's Flowers and Design is located in downtown Coleman next to Berkeley Bob's Coffee House, now also hosting special events and wine tasting. Our beautiful store is located at 302 First Avenue Southeast. We can be reached at 256-841-5553 or online at michaelsflowersanddesign.com. Back with you, Sports Talk Live, Political Live, whatever you want to call it today. But we were a little slow, so we'll talk about whatever.
Rants live.
Right. Now then.
Jack of all trades and master of none.
To the flat tax, the reason, and boy, I feel like I'm leaning kind of left when I say this, but
there's a door, Jason.
The reason
it's right over there.
I can't go for a flat tax is because I really don't feel that it is, fair. For a person making $13,000, $14,000, $15,000 a year to pay 10% or 20%, whatever, of his check, and a person making $150,000 pay the same percentage.
I almost have no objections to that because, you know, if I have a lot more money, I'm probably going to spend a little bit more money and be taxed equally.
Yeah, if it is a sales tax, but not a flat tax. A flat tax would cut everybody the same percentage no matter what you make.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
He owns the station.
So I'm in the mood for a new boat, so I'm going to go buy one off Craigslist down in Birmingham. How am I going to get taxed on that? How are they going to enforce the tax on that?
If you buy it from an individual, you won't.
When you buy your tags.
You buy your tags.
Okay. You got me there.
If you don't buy
your tags.
Darn you, Jason.
Here's the way you get around that. You buy a boat for $10,000. You just put down what you paid two for it.
There you go.
On your bill of sale.
Well, then we can cure that. You have to...
There you go.
Everything that is bought is inspected and given a value.
Hey, that just...
Who's going to do that?
That's more jobs.
That's more jobs. That's more federal jobs.
If you buy a vehicle from out of state, now you already have to take it up there because we've had to do
it. I've done it,
take it up there.
They have to check the vehicle.
Yeah.
That's right. So, I didn't know that the first time I went up there and said, you got to bring the vehicle. I said, what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was in
said,
the
you
got to
bring the vehicle up here and we got to check the VIN. That's right.
I bought the motorcycle and went up there in my vehicle to get it. No, I had to take the motorcycle. So go up there and it comes the awfulest rainstorm while I'm out.
And just learn how to ride it.
Right, yeah.
All right. Forget the flat tax. What if you go to the store and you buy something? So, I guess we can call it sales tax. What if we had the same, if that was the same nationwide, a flat tax for a sales tax? What's wrong with that?
Yeah, I'm for that as a sales tax.
Okay.
And the big reason I'm for that, you can exempt senior citizens, or you can partially exempt them. Say no tax on groceries or medicine.
Okay.
Everything else, senior citizens would pay a tax on. Then the people that are working for cash because of they don't want to pay extra child support and are hiding money, they go spend the money, they're going to be taxed just like you and I are. People that are selling drugs for a living, they go to Walmart, they're going to pay federal tax.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would work. We have a downturn in the economy like we did 2008, 2009, it may take a shot, but the federal government have to live like everybody else and live by the paycheck.
Yeah, but have they ever done that?
No, that's the reason we're $17 trillion
in debt. That's exactly right, and they're not going to.
No.
Something
is wrong with our country, buddy, they spend $10 million for snail crossings under roads, build culverts for snails to go across the road because they're afraid they'll get run over.
That's right.
It won't hurt a snail to get run over.
No. Birds got to eat.
We are shutting down.
Yeah.
People losing jobs because of
a rat.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah, and people need to eat, and yet they shut this down because of a rat. It's a rat.
It's as James Gregory would say.
Yeah, James Gregory. It's a rat. It's a rat. It's a rat.
Oh, well, that's just like, it's kind of like, you go to the beach and you see these signs that, stay off this area over here because there's an endangered rat.
Yeah.
I say put a few more cats out there and let's hit them.
And then you'll see sometimes they'll have the area roped off because a sea turtle has laid eggs there.
Yeah.
And it is a federal offense.
Yeah.
If you want to cook one of them eggs.
Have a scrambled egg. I don't think the majority of us, in the state of Alabama would all agree that our country is so screwed up.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And let me say this before, and I'm going to move on to sports after this. This is my last statement, and I'll get off the soapbox. But let me first say this does not reflect the opinion, it may or may not, let me say, reflect the opinion of the station, its owner, or any of our sponsors.
Anybody tied to it.
Right. This is Jason Spiegel's opinion.
Period.
And you can agree with the issue, disagree with it, be for it, against it, whatever. But I still say, there to tell you how screwed up our country is, look no further than what I was talking about the sea turtles. When you have a country that protects sea turtle and their eggs, and yet it is legal to have abortions in the United States, something is wrong.
Well,
now, like I said, you can be pro-abortion. I'm not even going to call it pro-choice. Uh-huh, pro-abortion, or you can be pro-life. But I think both sides would have to agree that something is wrong when, it's sea turtles have all this protection by the federal government.
But an innocent baby
has nothing.
There's some people who claim that, up until a certain point, it is not a quote baby, it's not a baby at conception.
Right.
Well, boy, that is a huge argument.
Yeah, and I don't want to go down that road
because
that's. But I'm just saying that's how messed up our country is.
Well, absolutely. Do you think this country, which basically shows how devalued human life is in this country?
Right. And what was that we were talking about? Tuesday, Ronnie. Somebody getting 99 years, and I don't even remember what you were telling me.
Yeah, it was down in the, I saw it on the computer. It was at Alexander City that some guy, he was 30 years old, and he was raising he had puppies or something, some kind. I think it was a collies, and he was mistreating them or starving them or, you know, neglect, whatever, of a dog. And I'm against that, too. I got dogs,
right.
And you got dogs.
Yeah, I love dogs.
I do, too. And I'm completely against that, too. But he got 99 years for neglecting, starving a dog, you know, a dog. And, again, and we both have
dogs.
Yeah,
he could have went across the road and shot his neighbor in the head.
He would have got 99 years.
He would not have gotten 99
years. That's exactly right. Not that he shouldn't be punished.
Right. But he should be punished.
Absolutely.
A big difference that you see in the country, and a lot of people that live here in Alabama don't realize this, but we are such a diverse country that if you were to travel, like I was in St. Louis a couple of weeks ago, and I meet with a bunch of people who run companies that are like mine that are all over the country. And, of course, I mean, we mostly talk tech, but, you know, we talk a lot of other things. And there's a lot of different opinions out there. I mean, you don't have that much of a debate here in Alabama because most of us agree. Most
right.
of us, we're all, you know, very strongly a red state.
Right.
It didn't used to be that way 40 years ago, but,
oh, absolutely.
You know. But you go other places, and a lot of people don't comprehend this because you never have differing opinions. Everyone here agrees. We're all, you know, leaning towards what a red state would lean towards.
Right.
But you want to get some heated debates, talk with some people in other parts of the country. I have been unfriended on Facebook. Broke my heart because I had a differing opinion from somebody in Rhode Island.
Right.
Journalist and all your conservative crap. Why, thank you.
Yeah, that's true. You know, most people don't believe.
And Melissa will tell you that I'm not even that far red. I'm more in the middle.
Right.
Yeah, whatever.
But, hey, you know, this discussion could go forever. And, you know, we're still not going to solve the problems. However, with all that being said, Jason and Jay, with all the issues and all the problems that we have in our country, and they are boundless, this is still
absolutely
the best place in the world to live.
Oh, no doubt about it.
In the United States of America.
Call.
No doubt about it.
So there, that's my take on that.
I wouldn't live anywhere else, and all these Hollywood people that, you know, I'm going to leave the country if George Bush is elected.
Hit the road.
Probably first to donate
that's
to
right.
the cause to get them out
hit
of the
Hit the road, Jack.
That's right. Don't you
come
back.
Jay,
just a side note, if you can hear this, the screen is not working here, so we have no idea who's calling or what time it is.
I just realized that. You've got Cindy from Coleman on the phone.
Okay, Cindy from Coleman, welcome back to what has turned into Politics Live.
We are on a rant today.
Hey,
well,
Cindy.
You know, that's okay. I will not comment on some things that I was going... Okay, no, you don't want to get in that.
Yeah.
But the statement that pretty much everybody here in Alabama agrees on the same thing is so wrong. I think a lot of people just don't speak up.
I agree.
I'm one of those that when I'm sitting around at like Berkeley Bob's Coffee House and the discussion gets going, I'm going, you know what, this is not about having a discussion. It's about you trying to convince me that I'm wrong and that you and I should change my mind.
Right.
It's not about a debate.
That's called an argument, not a discussion.
I just had to take issue with that. You know, pretty much here in Alabama, no, we don't.
Yeah, I have to agree with you, Cindy. You know, Ronnie and I are close friends and see most things alike, but a lot of things even he and I don't see alike. And I would say between us and Jay, there would be a bigger difference. And then if you get more, the more to the left, probably the more disagreements we'll have. And Alabama, as you said, not the state that it was 20 years ago.
It isn't.
And, you know, the pendulum has swung to where you have people that are more liberal, that are Democrat, are not speaking up just the way you did, you know, 30 years ago. The Republicans weren't speaking up at that point because it was such a, you know, well, I don't want to get a big, huge discussion going.
Right.
And pretty much with my family, they just know. They look at me and go, teacher, she's liberal or whatever.
Exactly. Absolutely. But, you know, Cindy, my parents, they're in their 80s, and Jason's parents are probably, close to that as well. And I don't mean this in a negative way toward anybody or a party, but the party that my parents grew up supporting is nowhere near the kind of party that they supported growing up in their life as it is now. I mean, it's completely different.
I totally agree with that. You know, I mean, I've got a degree in political science, and there is the debate that used to go on between the parties. Now it's just let's incorporate something and try to hit middle ground, and there's not a lot of give and take on it, and there's not a lot of really true discussion. It's just, well, let's go to some place where we can at least get more votes.
Right.
All about the votes.
It's all about, that's what it is. You got to pander to what can get you reelected.
Oh, exactly. Oh, don't even get me started.
Cindy, in my opinion, that's just as much a Democratic person and a Republican or an independent, whatever you may be. It's everybody.
It's everything. It's about the parties, not about the people and what's best for the country and
absolutely
the government. So that was my little soapbox spiel.
Great.
we're glad you're on the soapbox too.
Well, thank you so much.
I'm looking for a way to disagree with you, but I can't.
Can't disagree with her. That's right.
You're like Mitt Romney. Everything's truthiness. Truthiness.
Oh, don't go there.
I won't.
Hey, Cindy, the great thing about it is we can have this discussion and
exactly.
We can disagree and still be friends.
They
at the
haven't
end of the day.
Shut us down yet.
And we can disagree with our president or whatever the case may be and not be in jail tonight.
That's right.
You know, I can disagree with my favorite radio station with what they say, and I'm still going to listen to
you. Absolutely. Absolutely. That's why, no matter, as I said a minute ago.
And we'll be nice and not kick you off.
with all the problems and issues that we have in this country, we still have the greatest place in the world to live.
Yeah.
Period.
All right.
Thanks, Cindy.
Hey,
thanks for calling.
Appreciate the call.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Cindy.
All right.
I know she was going to say Roll Tide.
No.
I know she was.
Oh, no, she wasn't going to say any Roll Tide. No.
I'll say it for her.
She made too much sense to say Roll Tide.
Oh.
You noticed the Roll Tide people seem a little confused and dazed when they call in.
You hurt me on that one.
Hey, 436, and expecting a call from Tristan Chambers, our player of the year, and so we will talk
he
sports.
He might be afraid to call now. I don't know.
You're listening to Sports Talk Live 95.5 Coleman.
I'm Tommy Warhurst, your farmer's insurance agent. Protecting what you value most is my job, and I take it very seriously. Is your automobile liability enough to protect all that you've worked for? Does your homeowner's policy carry replacement cost coverage on contents? Or if something happens to you or your spouse, could you stay in your current home? I can help you answer these questions and more at 338-3701 or thewarhurstagency.com. I'm Tommy Warhurst, your Farmers Insurance Agent.
We are farmers. Bum, ba, da, bum, 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 bum.
AK Rentals has been serving Coleman and the surrounding areas for over 22 years. Why buy when you can rent what you really need from AK Rentals, like construction equipment, trenches, lifts, tractors, and thousands of other items. Plus, AK Rentals is now your authorized dealer for Echo Power Equipment and Shindawa Trimmers and Equipment. AK Rentals, Highway 31 North, open Monday through Friday, 7 to 5, and Saturday till noon, 734-0038, 734-0038.
Is your paycheck slipping away in insurance premiums? Let Alpha Insurance show you how to tackle savings with rewards and discounts for loyal customers. Save even more when you bundle your home, car, and life insurance with Alpha. Plus, you'll get friendly service from the hometown team right here in Coleman. That would be Cynthia Phillips, reachable at 256-734-1224, or stop by and pay her a visit behind Sonic Drive-In at 216 Compass Way Southwest. You can also send her an email, cphillips@alphains.com.
I'm Tommy Warhurst with Farmers Insurance. When was the last time you sat down with your agent for a review of your coverages? It's probably been a while. But your insurance is about you and protecting your family. And you should be a part of selecting the coverage that's best for you and get it at a price that fits your budget. My focus is you and doing what's right for you and your family, all while helping you save money. If you'd like a free insurance review, my number is 256 338
3701, and the website is thewarhurstagency.com.
We are farmers. Bum, ba, da, bum, 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 bum.
All right, back with you Thursday afternoon, and the show, we were going to be slow today because a couple of our normal callers.
Not anymore.
not called in, but we have turned over a little political leaf, Ronnie.
So, yes, we did.
Going to give the score update before we hit politics again, and we got a couple of more things we want to talk about. Auburn, right now, leading Texas A&M. This is probably later in the game if you're watching.
30 seconds left.
65-57 upset once again looking like for the Auburn Tigers.
What a huge, huge win for the Auburn Tigers.
Now, I picked them, remember, over Mississippi State.
You did, and I did too, but I didn't pick them to beat Texas A&M. Auburn hadn't won a conference tournament game since 2009.
Wow.
Until yesterday, and then they won yesterday against Mississippi State and have turned around today, and looks like, unless there's a miracle from above, that they are going to beat Texas A&M, and Texas A&M can kiss the NCAA tournament goodbye.
It gone.
And they've been sitting there at 20-something, 20 wins or 21 wins. I'm not sure about their record.
Hey, and Alabama may not even get an invitation to the NIT after losing to Florida today.
Well, they may not.
69-61.
Well, there's Texas A&M, Jason, that's going to take one of those NIT spots that could have made it to the NCAA tournament. So it's still yet to be determined with these conference tournaments going on as to, you know, are you getting into the NCAA tournament? You think you are, and if you have a bad loss and you're on the bubble, you're going to end up in the NIT, not the NCAA, and a team like Alabama, who's 18-13, is probably, quote, I guess would be on the bubble of making the NIT, may get bounced because of, like a Texas A&M losing to an Auburn.
Yeah, and speaking of uncertain, Anthony Grant, really uncertain future now after losing he's been there six season, he has lost in the first round of the SEC tournament. So.
Right, and I know we'll in a little bit, we'll talk, I know more about that, and we'll pull up the stats from that game and kind of give you a couple of stats, but the bottom line stat is they lost again to the University of Florida in the second round of the NCAA tournament. Or was that Alabama's first game?
First game.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, first game.
That was Alabama's first game.
Of the SEC tournament.
Of the SEC. Yep.
So, and Wimp says that his job is safe.
Wimp Sanderson, I heard on the radio today, Wimp Sanderson says his job is safe.
All but guaranteed it.
Yep. And two other guys who have also said the same thing, Jason. There's a Cecil Hurt from Tuscaloosa.
Who writes
papers for years and years and years. He tends to believe that Anthony Grant will be retained, and Kevin Skarbinski, some people like, you know, he may be a fan, he may not, you know, he's kind of controversial, which is the way he wants to be, which is fine. He also tends to believe that Grant may be retained. So
time will tell.
Time will tell.
Well, like I said, we'll talk about it more later and throw out some interesting things about Anthony Grant, his pay, and exactly where he sits, but it will be interesting to watch. Running 11 seconds, according to ESPN, Auburn up 66-59, 7-point lead. So if they blow that one, oh, my goodness.
I mean, it's feasibly possible.
Oh, yeah.
It certainly isn't probable, but, I mean, it is possible.
Real quick, while we're waiting on Tristan to call, hopefully he'll call. We may have politicked him out. An issue right here in Coleman County, Ronnie, that has got a ton of attention lately.
Yeah.
And a new county superintendent comes in.
Uh-huh.
He's from not around Coleman
County. South Alabama.
Yeah, South Alabama, not the good old boy network. And agree with him or not, I think he needs to be given a chance. He's not been there long enough to really see what he's about. Now, one thing he has done, and I'm going to get you to explain to people what you know about it.
Okay. I am no expert.
Is the land purchase. The Coleman County school system, as I understand it, yeah. owned land on Smith Lake.
Right. They're going to rent that out and then pay for the renovations of the Fairview Stadium. Yeah.
They owned
I'm
land.
I'm going to behave now.
on Smith Lake.
Yes.
And
That section of land, that was started when Coach Coleman was a superintendent, was getting that land that was designated for education many, many, many,
now,
many years ago.
How was that land acquired by the county school board?
Well, it was it really always belonged, now I may be wrong with this, so I'm kind of afraid to say, what it took for it to really become Cumming County's property was it took the state legislature basically giving it to the school system. I think
so. The main thing is Coleman County did not spend funds to buy that.
There wasn't a dime spent for that Section 16 land. And Jason, that Section 16 land, if I'm not incorrect, is 7 miles of water frontage.
Let me give you a little more information to that.
Okay.
Here's how Coleman County got control over it, or the Coleman County Board of Education. We voted on that 2 years ago. It was an amendment.
Okay, that's true. That's exactly right. Okay, it was an amendment.
So if you want to spread some blame around, if you voted, you're responsible for this.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, that was a no-brainer vote
It was.
That's a no-brainer.
How all of this happened, and I did a little research on this the other night. Wikipedia is my friend. Way back when they were first dividing up land and giving out tracts, we're talking 200, 300 years ago, every 16th parcel was deeded to be held for school
for
use.
For education.
Yep.
That's right.
And that's how we got Section 16.
And that was hundreds of years ago that this was done.
Before we were even, I think, a state.
That's right. That's exactly right. But that's why it's called Section 16 land. But
so when they flooded Smith Lake, we just got lucky.
Sure.
It happened to be right there.
That's exactly right.
Yep.
And there's 7 miles, Jason, of water frontage there with that land. Okay. That land is worth an absolute fortune. In my opinion,
yeah.
It's worth a fortune that was just given to the school system.
Okay.
So y'all be careful what you say here, because this is one of those topics that we don't all agree on. Same thing.
Well, that's okay.
There's a lot of debate on this.
There is.
Okay. Now, that brings us to the recent purchase.
Okay.
Where
it's 10 acres.
The Coleman County Board of Education bought this land.
That's right.
For, was it $1.6
million,
$1.8 million?
No, they bought the land for $1.2
million.
The land was basically appraised or valued at $1.8 million,
okay.
I believe.
Now, I'm going to play devil's advocate because I actually understand why the land was purchased and agree with, the land should have been purchased, but I'm going to not agree with it.
Okay.
Just for the sake of you explaining this.
Okay.
Ronnie, tell me why the school board had any business spending $1.2 million of money that could have been used on textbooks or improving our schools, Garden City School, about to be shut down.
And money that we apparently didn't have in the first place.
Yeah, tell us why this makes sense.
Now, this is Ronnie speaking. Okay, I'm no expert.
Now, once again, this does not reflect the opinion of anybody else.
No,
other
it's just
than
us. It's just us. If you can visualize this track of acreage on Smith Lake, there was a piece of property to the left of it and a piece of property on the other end to the right of it. Okay, so it was essentially it was locked. Okay, they needed those 10 total acres, and again it was on each end of the property that would give them road access into this property. As it stood right now, this free land, and we'll call it free land, the Section 16 land that they were given, really the only access to it was either by a helicopter or by a boat, essentially.
Okay.
And if you're going to try to develop this property in the future, you've got to be able to get heavy equipment, trucks, and all that on it. So that's the reason that the property was bought, was to up the value and to allow people access to that property. Essentially, that was the case. Again,
let me debate you.
Okay.
I have read time and time again on Facebook, because all the experts are on Facebook. You cannot have landlocked land in this state.
That's
true. You are required by law to be granted an easement.
You are. That's exactly right.
The county board does not have to buy a helicopter before people start going crazy.
That's true. They do. There is an easement. They can go across it because there's a road that kind of split it, not in half, but it has split it, that goes from the first piece of property that this individual or company owned all the way through what was a Section 16 land, then on over to that other piece of property that the other individual owned. And Jay is exactly right as far as having access. You could have access to that. Again, but the debate is there's no large corporation, no large company going to buy that piece of parcel of property when they've got to go across somebody else's land to get to it. That's just my opinion.
And where does
the
access...
I'm with you there, Ronnie. That makes sense to me.
Where does the access road come in, the property? It being an access road, if it comes in at the wrong place, it pretty much screws your property up.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
You lose a lot of property that would have to be joining the lakefront property that you could have sold on the other side of the road. You may not have enough. So
Here's another question. Way back when, I don't know how long that house has been on the point, but I'm hearing somewhere in the neighborhood of 20 years, somebody originally had to file and get that easement. Whose responsibility would it have been, or whose decision would it have been to identify how that easement or how that road, how that driveway went through there?
I can't answer that, Jay. I don't know, but
I think, Jay, from this is from my house.
Granted, back then it would have been under the control of the Alabama Bureau of Land Management.
Right.
Yep.
On my house at Lake George, my driveway actually goes down a easement that is deeded to my property, and a deeded easement, and the existing property owner picked the location for the easement. So,
okay.
And it actually goes down property line and turns on another property line. That's the reason I've got two curves in my driveway, two sharp curves.
Right.
So I think it would be up to the
property. So it probably would have been a bureaucrat in the Montgomery State House.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Well, but there you go. That explains a lot.
You know, but if you're looking at that piece of property and you want to sell that property to have it developed, you know, and I've seen, I don't know if the figures are right or not, I'm just making one up. If that property's worth $30 to $40 million, I'm not saying it is, but is a corporation going to come in there?
That's a lot of textbooks.
That's right. For $30 to $40 million, are they going to buy that property when they don't own the property that gets me to the property?
Right.
Does that make sense? If that makes any sense?
Yeah.
I don't think any big corporation would be interested in that whatsoever.
And people are going to say, well, the company that has that much money could have bought the property to get to the property. And, yeah, they could have, but you're going to reduce your selling price at that point.
You better believe it. And I don't want to take that gamble. If I'm sitting there on $30 million, potentially, or more, look at it like this. Now, we're getting every bit of that property for $1.2
million. Yeah, that's
now, with Jason Spiegel, would you go buy... Personally, if you could buy 7 miles of water frontage, would you pay $1.2 million for that at Smith?
Wouldn't even blink.
No way whatsoever.
Other than I don't have $1.2 million.
But you would borrow it.
Oh yeah, I would scratch it.
And then you would make a fortune off of it.
That's right.
Bottom line.
Okay, Ronnie, time to move on to sports. If you've got an opinion on the land, Coleman County Board of Education, what has happened there, if you've got an opinion on politics, sports, health care.
Call after six.
Yeah. You name it, give us a call, 737-9951, and going to remind people, if you're interested in politics, sports is really not your bag of tea, or maybe you're interested in both, join Jay and Melissa on Tuesdays, 2 to 4, Jay?
Yes.
From 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. For the political side of Live 95, and they'll tackle these issues more in depth. We're going to get on to sports before we get in trouble.
That's right.
And if you're interested in the Coleman County Board of Education and the land deal and want to hear our superintendent kind of give an explanation done at Good Hope, after the show tonight, Jay is going to replay the public meeting at Good Hope, and I'm not sure what night that went on, but I think about 300 people attended.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I think
that was on Tuesday.
It was on Tuesday. Yeah, it was Tuesday night.
Okay, so you can hear that in its entirety after our show tonight, and hear what the super had to say.
That's right.
And
make your own opinion.
Don't pay any attention to where he says my lake house.
Yeah.
Because that was tongue in cheek.
Yes, so, yes. That house will probably be bulldozed down or given to a fire department to practice. Sold for scrap. Yeah, there's nothing to
How
the
about
house.
This? We have got 5 tickets to the Shanghai Circus. The Shanghai Circus Tuesday, March 17th. That'll be this coming Tuesday at 7 p.m. Yeah. We'll give a pair or 3.
Whatever you need.
Yeah, whatever you need. Give us a call, 737-9951. You might answer a trivia question, but I promise you will get the trivia question.
That's right. So, Cindy that called in a while ago, she called Tuesday, and we gave her, I think, 3.
Yeah, she got 3,
tickets, so
she will be at the Shanghai Circus. And these are $30 face value.
Yeah, so $30 a pop.
You're going to be picking up $69.
It'd be a good
bucks.
Time out with the family.
That's right.
Yep. And right here at Wallace, so not far to travel, be a good night out for folks.
That's it.
Update, as we said, Alabama, a loser today, 69-61 to the Florida Gators. Auburn, a upset. They take Texas A&M down 66-59, and Runny
did not see that.
We would have lost everything we had if we had bet on that one. So
you got it. So we